Hey, this is Colleen Brown, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Everything's changing. You know you had me once upon. You know we had a love that was so fine. You know I'd have done anything. And I can't wrap my heart. I can't wrap my heart around it. Seasons are circling, but I still love you. Oh, summer left some time ago. Memories fade.
That one just makes me feel so good. And you know, most of these days I could really use it. And so hopefully that makes you feel good. That was the lovely Colleen Brown from her latest brand new EP called Seasons Are Circling, with a stunning thing called I Can't Wrap My Heart Around It. This is, by the way, Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a singer-songwriter show of sorts. We play the great singer-songwriters and basically whatever else I feel like playing. And whatever else you feel like hearing. We do love the requests, and occasionally I actually play them. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook or on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Or stop on by. But it's cold out, and I know it's not winter yet, and I know I should shut my big fat mouth because it's going to get worse, but it's cold, and I'm kind of a whiner about it. So we're gonna stay together. We're gonna play some music that's gonna huddle us up and make us feel all good. We're gonna talk about some great shows coming up, including one especially of note. Well, of course, Colleen Brown. We just played just Colleen Brown. She's coming back on Tuesday at the West End in the little front room there, along with Ruben de Groot. They played in my living room at the beginning of the month, and it was just it was so fantastic, and I'm so excited to see them again. And it's only $15 for this thing, and I still have a couple of tickets that I'm trying to get rid of. If anybody wants to go, I'd love to sell you some $15, and I'll deliver it to you or meet you at the door or whatever. I'll even trade you a best of 2015 CD for it or something. I mean, you get that with it, but I don't know. What's it going to take? So I'd love for some people to join me at that show, because it's going to be a beautiful thing. And another show coming up of note on Saturday, it's a show called The Bickersons, which features some celebrity musical couples. And we'll tell you more about that show when one of those couples drops by the show. We're going to be joined by Nathaniel Good and his lovely new wife, Jessie Havey. You may know her from The Ducks. Well, they have this new duo, and they've never performed live on the radio before as this duo, and they are going to honor us with that first live performance coming up a little bit later on in the show. So you definitely want to stick around for that. It's going to be fantastic. And, you know, whatever else we can fit in. I do have the unfortunate duty of playing yet another Fallen Great. Just yesterday the news came out after a courageous battle, and if I thought that if anybody was gonna kick cancer's ass, it had to be this lady, because if you ever saw her, she was just the most powerful, feisty, fiery, amazing force of nature that I think I've ever seen. She's just this tiny little thing that just the way she sang and danced and communicated with the crowd, it was always a beautiful and inspiring thing. And she'd been battling cancer for a few years now, and had always kind of seemed to have a leg up on the damn disease, but it seems not, because she died just the other day. It's not a good thing. So we'll play a couple of songs and remember the late great Sharon Jones. Wouldn't like that at all. That's just, man, you know, you try to do a nice tribute and it all just falls apart. Damn vinyl records. Somebody needs to balance that arm. Jared, are you out there? Make that happen, okay? Because I'm not smart enough to remember how. How about, oh, here it is. I can play it this way. I can do this. Here. This is how that song should sound.
How long do I have to wait for you, honey, before a girl like every day. My heart was beating next to you. Oh yeah. Now I'm here at last. Oh, and I need to stay. Look into my eyes, then you realize there is only one thing left to say. Oh, tell me you love me. Be right there. Tell me you care. Tell me, baby. Tell me you love me.
Come on.
I thought I'd throw that in there. That's a gorgeous thing. Signed, sealed, delivered is rendered by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from an album called Sweetheart 2014. And Sharon Jones unfortunately died the other day at the age of 60, pancreatic cancer. What a jerk of a disease. Man, that sucks. We also heard in there Tell Me from the album 100 Days, 100 Nights, and a couple from the album Naturally. I wanted to play it from the vinyl record because it's autographed and it would have sounded better, but our record players here didn't want that to happen, apparently. It was a bit of a conspiracy. So we heard the digital version of How Do I Let a Good Man Down and How Long Do I Have to Wait for You, Honey? Such good stuff. If you have not heard any Sharon Jones, you need to do yourself a favor and look some up right away. There's also a movie about Sharon that I guess I got to make a point of seeing one of these days. I haven't done that yet, so might want to look that up as well. How about a couple of new things and maybe a couple of requests and whatever else springs to mind, I guess. I want to play this one for you. I've had it for a couple of weeks and haven't played. Well, two things, actually, that I've had for a couple of weeks and haven't had a chance to play. Number one that we're going to play is something from an old friend of ours from right here in Winnipeg, sort of. Mr. Matt Epp has a great new song. Features a young gal who he met while he was mentoring at the folk festival. I believe her name is Fosia. And I shouldn't need to tell you more. I'll just play it for you, which is it'll get your attention. Then we're going to play something new from our pal Joe Nolan. He went and hung out with Hawksley Workman recently, and recorded a few tracks. And it's obviously something different than what we've heard from Joe for sure. And, I don't know. I have a serious bias against pretty much everything that Hawksley Workman does these days. He has a tendency to, overproduce things. And in my opinion, that's what's happened here. And I still haven't figured out whether he's entirely wrecked the song or just sort of wrecked it. So you can listen and you can weigh in with your vote. Is it ruined forever, or is it not so bad? I don't know. We'll play that new Joe Nolan track, but first, here's the one from Matt Epp and Fosia, something called The Sound on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I couldn't speak at all. Now every word means nothing. Nothing I say explains the sound of my lungs. If I had my way, I wouldn't have to say it. I'd find you in the dark. What's the sound that a longing heart makes? What's the sound when it breaks? What's the sound that a longing heart makes? Oh, that's the sound.
What's the sound?
the sound.
I thought that if I drew a line, but I didn't want to break it. No, I didn't want to break it.
in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed, while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often. Thank you.
little wind over the deep. For now I've begun her.
A beacon in the night. Your sister marches on, but you're struggling with this fight. Things will never be the same, like the carving of a stone. You gotta live within its grooves. Take that rubble, make a home. Now we head towards the light.
OMG, have I told you lately how much I love you, 100 Mile House? Because I do. That's a lovely duo from Edmonton called 100 Mile House. They have a brand new record. I guess we're going to call it Hyraith? Hyraith? I don't know. There should be a pronunciation guide that comes with it. H-I-R-A-E-T-H. So if you're, I don't know, what is that, like Celtic or Gaelic or something? I'll ask Lyle. I should ask Lyle. I bet Lyle would know. I'll ask him. Anyways, that's a song called Hidden Springs. Got to hear that this summer at the Trout Forest Music Festival. I feel blessed to have been able to do so. As always, the Trout Forest Music Festival was a magical, wonderful thing, and it introduced me to those lovely two people there, Peter and Denise, who I thought were just wonderful. Actually, the more I listen to them, the more I love them. And I'm doing everything I can to get them to come back to Winnipeg. Before that, we heard by request Gillian Welch from her album Time the Revelator. Lovely little thing called Dear Someone. And also by request, we heard something from Leonard Cohen. We didn't get to play that one last week. Do have a couple of versions of that song, but we played the original there from Leonard himself, Chelsea Hotel number 2. Before that, we heard something brand new from our pal Michael Johnston. I mean, it's newly released. I guess this record just is finally seeing the light of day, but it was recorded in 2012, and I guess it's been sitting on the shelf ever since. It's a collaboration between Michael and, I believe, a Scottish guy named King Creosote. The new record is called The Bound of the Red Deer, and we heard Will You Wait For Me. And Michael, coming up in December, is going to have a big show with a bunch of friends where he celebrates 25 years of performing music, which I didn't think was possible because he seems to be, I think we're right around the same age, and it just, it hardly seems possible for him to have been playing music for 25 years, but he's done some great, great things in those 25 years. There'll be a show in Toronto. Unfortunately, he didn't call me to coordinate schedules, so it's a week before I'm going to be in Toronto. So it's a bit of a disappointment, but, you know, I guess it seems the world doesn't revolve around me after all. But it should, damn it. We also heard in there something brand new from Ann Janelle. She is the lovely wife of James Hill. Got to see them together at the Mariposa Folk Festival this summer. And that was another delightful revelation. She's got a new record called I Didn't Want to Break It. And she's doing a fundraising campaign on her own through a website. And they just had a baby. And they're trying to put out this record. So the fundraising campaign is called Mother Funder. Mother Funder. I just thought that was like the greatest name ever. And I would have bought it even if I didn't like the music so much. Mother Funder. So if you want to be a Mother Funder, you just go to Ann Janelle. I think it's just AnnJanelle.com. It's good stuff. You'll find it. You'll like it. We also heard in there something brand new from Joe Nolan. Stu Reed doesn't like it, but, you know, who cares what Stu Reed likes? That was Broken Angel, produced by Hoxley Workman, the heavy-handed Hoxley Workman. I don't know. I don't really get it myself. I love Joe, the sincerity. He's just such a genuine, decent. He kind of seems kind of fragile, you know, but none of that seems to be in that song for me. That's just what I think. I don't know. And we heard Matt Epp in there, something gorgeous, featuring a lady from right here in Manitoba. Her name is Fosia. I believe she's only like 16 years old or something stupid like that. The single is called The Sound. And judging from that powerful, powerful voice in that one track, she's definitely someone to watch out for, a force to be reckoned with, for sure. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more from her. Hey, you know what else? Oh, we got to... Okay, there's so many things I want to do and so little time. How about we play you something? Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's play this. Let's start talking about shows before our guests get here. Nation of Two coming up in a little while. Coming up on Tuesday, first one on the schedule is the return of Ruben DeGroote and Colleen Brown. And I just... I think this is going to be... just an absolutely fantastic show. They've got a great rhythm section with them. I believe Dan Curtis is still along. I thought Dan Curtis was hopping off along with Luther, but it's I believe that Dan is still around. And if you've never seen Dan Curtis play guitar, it would be worth $15 just to go and see that. And so it's them playing, and they kind of, like when they played my house, they kind of played together. So they played a few songs from Colleen, and a few songs from Ruben, and a few songs from Luther Wright. I don't know if the show is still going to work that way on Tuesday, but I'm damn sure going to go and find out. Tickets are $15. I still got a couple I'd love to sell. It would make me sad to have to return unsold tickets on Tuesday. So please help me out. If you want to buy one, I'll bring it to your house. I'll meet you there. I'll buy you a beer. I don't know. Let's just get these in your hands because it's going to be great. Play something from Colleen, but first something from... Oh, and I forgot to mention Slow Leaves also on the bill. We love us some Slow Leaves. We'll play some Slow Leaves. But here's one from Ruben from his fine record called Rocket Surgery, also the name of his new band. This one, how could I not love the song? Called Those Days. It's Ruben DeGroote, Tuesday, West End. Be there. I will. Damn it, that's the wrong one. As much as I'd love to play you more, more of those lovely people right there, I think I'm going to play this. And I think I decided that I was going to play a different song, too. That's what threw me off, as I changed my song number choice. That's what threw it off. Here, let's try this one.
We've got a little orchestra.
Yeah, that's the one.
We get together in the den. Jack plays the saxophone. Phil pulls out a paper and pen. Well, I fell from the first. I fell bridge, chorus and verse. Singing me my. She pulls up the drive. She's all black hair and black Corvette. And for a minute there, we were all Ronettes. Brother, let it be. Brother, let it be me. We'll write love songs for everyone. We'll write love songs for everyone. We'll write love songs for everyone and be forever young.
Singing, be my, be my, be my baby.
I hope you were talking about that song, Allison Green, because I just love that song. It's so good. That's Mike O'Neill, formerly of a band called The Inbreds, from his solo record, What Happens Now. That was Are We Waiting? And I never get tired of that song. It's so old and it's so good. 2000, this song came out, and I think I've listened to it about a billion times ever since. So good, so good. And Mike O'Neill is making a rare Winnipeg appearance. I guess the last time he was in Winnipeg actually was playing with Sarah Harmer at the Folk Festival years ago. I couldn't believe it when he popped up in her band, and he actually did a solo set, and I went there and sat at his feet and just swooned. Because I love Mike O'Neill. He's such a great writer and such a great singer. And never really tours anymore, but he's coming to town on Saturday with his new supergroup, which some people call Tons and some people call Tunes. However you pronounce it, it's a stupid name, T-U-N-S. Amazing band, though. It's Mike O'Neill along with Chris Murphy from Sloan and Matt Murphy from The Flashing Lights. And that is like 90s nostalgia overload for me. So I got to go to this show, and I can't wrap my head around why this thing isn't sold out. It's just at the Goodwill Social Club, which is not a very big place. And the fact that it's not sold out is it's really making me sad, actually. So you should definitely buy a ticket to that and come on out Saturday night. And they'll go on late so we can go to one of the other shows before that, including the Bickersons, which I think I might go to the Bickersons, and then I might go to the Goodwill after that. I think that would work out just marvelously. And our Bickersons will be here shortly to talk about that. But we also heard in there Colleen Brown, Love You Baby, her big CBC radio hit from her first record, Foot in Heart. We got to hear that one live in my living room. That was pretty swell. And Ruben DeGroot in there with Be My Baby from Rocket Surgery. And you can catch Ruben and Colleen on Tuesday night at the West End. $15. I'd love to get a CD into your hands. Or not a CD, a ticket. Ticket, you idiot. Into your hands. Well, I could pick you up a CD, but I'd much rather you came and got it yourself. Tuesday night, the big West End. You know what I'm going to do? Oh, because I forgot to play Slow Leaves because I'm a bit of an idiot. That would have made much more sense in there than Mike O'Neill. I'm going to play a Slow Leaves, then I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to play some music from some of the Bickersons, and maybe two of those Bickersons will be here by then. Stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll return. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.